Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's always ready to go on a safari as long as you're talking about Safari Internet Explorer. He finds interesting facts from the internet and tells us all about them in sloppy explanations he doesn't understand. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the bumblebee bat is the world's smallest mammal, weighing in at 0.05 to 0.07 ounces?
The bumblebee bat?
Inches head to body is 1.14 to 1.29 inches.
It's smaller than an inch.
Yeah, it's smaller than your fingertip.
Okay, it looks like a little, it looks like a bat.
It's so.
But it's itty bitty.
Adorable.
Kevin, I love this animal.
Yes.
I've never loved an animal more than this.
How do we get one?
How do we get one, Kevin?
I think they're only indigenous.
To what?
To
everything is indigenous, just so you know.
To, like, the Asian islands.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have one.
I mean, I think they survive on, like, foraging and, like, you know, human climates. Over here, they can't survive out here. They're
we have
too
human
small.
Climate.
You are saying.
Humid.
Oh, humid.
Oh, human. I thought you said human, too.
Google bumblebee bat at some point in your life if you're feeling a little down and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know professional athletes used to perform in Volderville during the off seasons before? Yes. What?
Before, nothing. Yes. Say that again.
Volderville.
Volderville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's in New York.
Oh.
It was. It's not around anymore.
Oh.
And what do you think they would perform in Volderville?
Since it's professional athletes, it would be, like, you know, conditioning or something.
So they would, like, do, like, high knees for people for entertainment?
They would do plays.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, just to be clear, you think Volderville is a
historic, like, kind of like, you know, like Portland, you go to Portland for the theaters.
Okay, so you think it's like a city or a town?
It's an act.
Okay. So, okay. It's pronounced Vaudeville.
Oh.
It's like, your place is like Hidden Valley.
Yes. Hidden Valley Ranch.
Right. Right. But vaudeville was a type of theater.
Oh, see? I was right.
You were circling the drain there.
I said a play.
Okay.
How have you gone this long in your life?
What do you mean I got it right?
I know, but to not know about vaudeville.
Oh, I wasn't into sports back then. Right. Yeah.
Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know we currently all have hemorrhoids? They're just not inflamed.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me confused as to what is a hemorrhoid, Kevin?
I don't know.
You don't know what a hemorrhoid is?
Should I?
Google it.
Oh, hemorrhoid. God, okay. Katie!
Yeah. Do I need to go on incognito or no?
No, you're fine.
Just hemorrhoid.
Go to images.
Swollen veins in the lower rectum.
Okay, now go to images.
I don't want to go to images.
Just do it.
Oh, my God.
I can see a reflection.
Oh, my God. Why is he holding his booty?
I've never had one.
I've never had one.
You've never had one either?
No. I've had friends that have because it's, like, common in pregnancy.
Yeah. Pregnant women get them sometimes.
Do you just, like, snip it off or what?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how they're treated.
I mean, I'm going to be sick. I saw a real picture.
There's, like creams you can get for it, but I don't know if that makes it go away or if it, like, relieves the symptoms.
Well, apparently we all have them.
I don't think I do.
They're just not inflamed.
They're not inflamed. You got to wait till they're inflamed. Have you seen a hemorrhoid? You should Google it. It's very insightful.
Why don't you Google
it? Yeah. When was the last time you looked back there?
Go ahead, Google it.
Do a hemorrhoid check.
When was the last time you looked back?
Are you talking about when was the last time she looked at her own?
Yeah. You should always check on yourself, like how men and women have to check themselves
more recently
for breast
than
cancer or testicular
cancer.
Hold on.
Both of you have looked back there?
Can your back not bend like that?
I'm just not curious.
It's for health.
I think if you had a hemorrhoid, I think you would know without having to look. I think you'd feel it.
Oh.
But like, listen, I'm not going to shame you for getting to know all parts of your body.
Absolutely.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think it's beautiful.
Nothing's unknown to me.
Right. Are you saying you've never seen yours?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I don't think I have. No, I don't believe.
You should get it looked at.
Okay, all right.
And if somebody else is going to do it. You,
I'm glad that, you two and Dr. Sexy Red are all very well versed on the condition back there.